This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. Beyond the pitch, beyond the results, we're here to connect fans, getting them to embrace the highs and lows of supporting your club, because we're not just fans, we're a team. With 2 in 3 football fans having struggled with their mental health, we understand that life off the pitch can present its own challenges. That's why we're committed to ensuring you have the tools to stay connected with your friends and fellow supporters. Take a moment to connect with your mates. A simple text or an open conversation can make a world of difference. And if they don't respond right away, don't hesitate to follow up. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Johnson plugs it in for Aidan Flynn!
Gregory is in the box, tries to screw him. Is it going to be there?
Yes! Yes!
Oh my word!
Come
it's
on!
It!
You're listening to the number one pod for Sheffield Wednesday. This is the Wednesday Till I Die podcast.
Charity FC roll into Birmingham and gift Wayne Rooney his first win as Blues boss whilst we look, as it stands, destined for a quick return to League One. Hello and welcome to Wednesday Till I Die podcast. I'm James Mapping, and with me this week is one wise man and two not so wise men. I'll give you a couple of minutes to work out who's who. With me this week, as they were last week, is Liam Russell, Jack Gagan and Lewis Southam. Liam, let me guess, you work Friday and you're tired.
How did you know?
Work Friday. I am tired because I went out for beers last night when I wasn't going to. So
shock.
There we go. The Grapes, what an establishment.
Yeah. Did you go to the match on Saturday?
I went to watch Hallam.
There you go. It's a bit of a clue there for...
As Lewis has said about 100 times, I will come. To be fair, I'm happy about my decision now, but all week I was thinking, oh, man, I wish I'd gone to, we're going to Birmingham now, whatever. Okay, I'm going to Hallam and I'm fucking happy about it, all right?
Yeah, fair enough. Jack, what about you, mate? All good?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Thank you. Not too bad. I guess I'm one of the not wise men. trying to work it out at first. That James Blunt song's changed a bit, but God, yeah. We'll get into, I suppose, our day out. As a summary, I knew our day out yesterday was going to be shit.
Yeah, it started shit, didn't it?
did not get better. but yeah, late back. And then today I've not done a lot. I went out for a Sunday dinner. That weren't great. Do you know what? Yeah, first time I've been out for a Sunday dinner in ages. And it was just...
Carvery.
No, it wasn't even a car. Not even the excuse. Well, I get a feeling it was under lights, but not even that excuse for it's been sat there a while. It was crap. So...
So you can shout them out if you want.
No, I'm not here to. Just, you know, everyone up the game and then we're covered, aren't we? You know what I mean?
Lewis, what about yourself? All good?
Ah, Christmas tree's up.
Oh, fucking hell. Liam might have something to say about that.
Oh, here it is.
It's I say I've put Christmas tree up. I got it down.
And then, hey, we could be down before that goes down.
At this rate, could be about it. If it were mathematically possible. But yeah, and then been to my mum's, had a bit of Sunday dinner. All gravy. Actually, I didn't have any gravy.
Have you had a Sunday dinner, Liggs? If that would be full house.
Yeah, I've had Sunday dinner.
Oh, now then, full house.
Went to my dad's cousin's, very nice, gammon. Guinness chocolate cake for afters.
He loves it. Ought to get Guinness in, doesn't he?
Yeah,
like, he loves it.
I mean, about 8 pounds of that on the side as well.
Just pouring it on.
Just topping it up. I mean, yeah. I bet you're bathing the stuff. Don't I bet you turn it tapping. I mean, Guinness is coming out at taps.
That'd be lovely, that.
8 pints of Guinness, that's got to be about 4,500. It's a 8 3-course meal, a pint of Guinness. Fuck you, no.
Well,
all that hard work for nothing all week.
Someone told him it's like a protein shake, and that's it. He's
hammering it down.
He's on it. Yeah, you both went to Birmingham, as I mentioned, on the train, as well. Was that a good decision or a bad decision in hindsight? Or
well, the train or go in?
Both, I think.
We had a laugh.
We had a good laugh. We always do, but it was just one of them. Like,
it started badly, like you said.
I drove because I didn't want to drink. So, don't know why. Who thinks that such Wednesday sober is a good idea? But anyway, I thought I'll drive to the train station, put it in that car park next to That's mistake one. You can count these up as we go along.
I could have told you that. I've made that mistake once. You only make that once.
Yeah, you learn it the hard way. Park up there, walk down, wandering around the station. These lot have got said, well, we're in shop. So I'm wandering around. They've gone to another shop. They're on Sainsbury's or some up road. So I go out, I'm getting queue for a coffee. Must have been it 25 minutes. I shit you not, 25 minutes. I moved about.
What is it to make a coffee?
It was ridiculous.
There were two most gormless bastards behind this counter you've ever seen in your life. Upper crust, by the way. Charging. I'll fucking shout them out because they had a little shitty sausage sandwich, didn't they, for about
£4.95 or something.
£8 more than your mortgage repayments.
Yeah.
But there were two running it and dopey, weren't they? And in the end, you had to get it up as a bad job.
Yeah, I was going to get come. Yeah.
Best thing about it, though, when Liam said, I hope this is not a sign for things to come.
Sorry. Then we got on train, booked a seat, little table that we had when we went to awards, little four seater. That's funny. There's someone sat in this table. So
well, there were two.
Oh, well,
one got up.
One moved. We said, oh, these are our seats. You're right to move on. And she says, oh, it's unregistered on. Not unregistered, what did it say? Unreserved, on the thing. I said,
it is, it's there.
I'm not too sure. Yeah, I don't know why it says that, but this is, I've got my ticket here. Oh, well, they're in my seat. Right.
I think she weren't even being awkward. I think she was just thick. But, like, there were loads of seats on this carriage. It's proper Karen and all, weren't she? Like, proper.
Yeah, she weren't having it. So then, so I sat somewhere else. Jake came and joined me. So we tootle down, get to Derby.
Did you have to change over that?
Change at Derby. This bit's pretty seamless, to be fair. This is where it picks up a bit. Get into Birmingham. Feel like I've missed something. I must have.
No, that was pretty seamless.
That was seamless.
But then we went to...
We go to this boozer for 40. Jake's messaged his mates. He said, well, are you in the pub? Yeah, yeah. Have you got football on? Yeah, yeah. It's called whatever.
City Liverpool, weren't it?
Yeah, City Liverpool. So we walked for about 10 minutes. See Wednesday squad having a wander around in all trading gear like they do on walk. Walked to this pub about 15 minutes away, walk in, MTV's on. I was like, right, back out.
I didn't even go in because I had a can. And I saw him walk in and he just literally went, like that
meme. Walks
in and walks back out. We're furious. So we went,
back to another one. So we went to this snobs.
Little sports bar.
Yeah. In there, I don't know what this place is like. There were more coppers in and out of there. Literally coming in like teams of 4 and 5, wandering around the place. Look, I don't know if they were looking for someone or just checking everything was all right, but every 5 minutes they were coming in. We ordered this big breakfast. God, it was crap.
Fucking hell.
It was terrible.
See that one that we're going about this week, cooked on a heated argument?
Yeah, that was similar.
Sausages were anemic.
Threatened by the grill.
The toast. Yeah. The toast must have been...
I think it was just stale bread.
It must have been science. As soon as the toast was just strong enough to not fall over on its own, out of the toaster it came.
Efficient, that's what that's efficient. Called, isn't it?
Then the big problem happened, the game. Which we'll go into more detail later. Get out of ground, and I'm already at this point I'm fucked off because we've lost again. So we're walking to the thing, and on the way down they made a joke about we'll have a couple of hours of boozing in Derby, and I just thought they were taking piss. They weren't. I go, what time's train? 10 to 6. Brilliant. No worries. We're back. We've got a 90-minute stopover in Derby. What?
Well, they were one of them because
what do you mean?
We had an open return, didn't we, Birmingham to Derby.
Mm.
And it were like either We had two options. We either have a bit of time.
You either got back at a sensible time.
Or you don't. Time in Derby. Oh, we had that direction. But anyway, it would fuck about, and it could have. If we'd have won, we'd have been happy.
We'd have been happy as Larry.
We'd have been boozing in. Then they were fucking rough. Then
we went into the pubs in Derby, and it were like. Christ.
Because Phil goes, didn't he? Went, oh, there's supposed to be three good pubs near the station.
Apparently, we picked the worst one.
Apparently.
Well, he told us that once we'd sat down with our drinks, by the way. I said, don't matter, they've got sport on in there. We'll watch the Arsenal game. West Bromwich, which is on. That annoys me to death, that. When there's a 5:30 Prem game on, that's quite good. And you go in, it's the shit championship game that's on. I think, fuck's sake. So anyway, sat in there for a bit. He gets a takeaway pizza. We're sat in the waiting room at Derby train station with these pizzas. It's cold as fuck.
What, the pizza or?
No, the pizza was all right, but the room's freezing. And I'm like, how long have we got left? 35 minutes. Fucking hell. I said to him, this is the saddest away day I've ever done in my life. Like, everything was just going wrong.
It really did.
Train from Birmingham to Derby, one of them being cancelled.
Oh, yeah.
So it were overcrowded. It were like that Lincoln train again.
Oh, dear.
I had a woman, and this annoyed me.
You're like me last week, crammed
in, and there's four-seater table, and I'm like stood in aisle, like next to him. It's like you can't, sardines, can't move. And when trains rocked a bit, I'm guessing, and whatever, that. In nice sense, my backside might have caught a shoulder. Do you know what I mean? When you're like wobbling a bit. So instead of saying, oh, you know, excuse me, love, can you like just be careful? Do you know what I mean? All like that. She just shoved me ass. Literally, she shoved me onto the table next to me. So I was like, what the fuck's going on here? I was like, and she was like, you keep banging into me. And I was like, oh, sorry. I'm stood up on a train that's rammed in. I can hardly move. Like, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. So
sounds like a great laugh.
Yeah.
Then,
so that's my.
Lewis, how did your day go, mate? Similar to that.
Well, we thought, because Jack weren't, like you said, we were taking it steady, we weren't going to go daft. Next time, I'm just going to go fucking daft. And I mean, like, can't remember my name or where I live daft, because I'm not having enough.
Probably best
we had a good laugh throughout the day.
Even one of them, I mean, we'll get onto the game, obviously, but I think when they equalised, me and you just both started
laughing.
We were
giggling, weren't we, yeah?
And it was one of them, it's like, I'm not happy with losing. I'm drawing, sorry. I'm fuming, but just the way you were going, it were like, if I didn't laugh, I'd be roaring.
I tweeted that yesterday. I said, if I don't laugh, he'll cry. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it has got to that situation, hasn't it, really?
I mean, I didn't even say, because me and Phil set off to the ground a bit before you and Jake, didn't we? Because we were meeting Sarah's to give him tickets. And it weren't till I got to the ground, I was told team. As soon as I heard Cameron, I was like, I'd have stayed in that shit pub. But fucking hell.
Yeah, we'll get onto it in a sec. We'll get the I'll read the lineup in a second. But I just want to mention as well, there's a Black Friday offers on all the merchandise as well. So
it's Sunday.
Well, it's still Black Friday for a week, innit?
So, I'm not kidding.
Sorry. There's always one in there.
Just one. Yeah. Some smart arse.
Yeah. Pissing on bonfire. Okay.
But for anyone else that's bothered, other than Lewis, you can go on wtid.myshopify.com.
Code's not going to work for him.
If you use the code Lewis, we'll charge you double.
No, I've got no money left after yesterday to buy all.
No, that stuff I was getting you, Lewis, you can fuck off. I'll put a link in the description. You can get some clobber. But yeah, let's talk about the starting lineup then. Five changes from the side that lost 4-0 against Millwall before the international break. Michael Ehekwe, Akin Famewo, Will Volks, Josh Windass and Malik Wilkes all came in, and out went Bernard Johnson, Gassama, Fletcher and Pato. So it was Dawson in goal. I had it as a 4-2-3-1. I'm not sure how everyone else had it, but I'm reading it out like that anyway. It was Iorfa, Ehekwe, Bambo and Famewo, Volks and Byers, Masaba, Bannon and Wilkes, and then Windass up top. Liam, five changes. Is it concerning the number of changes that we're making? Or is that kind of, you know, we're not winning, I guess. So I suppose nobody really deserves to stay in the team.
It's not that concerning, to be honest, for me. Bernard, maybe, I was a bit like, was he in the squad at all?
I don't think so.
I'm not sure, but he was on international duty,
That was a bit, I didn't expect that, but obviously if he's been travelling and what have you, then I suppose. But no, happy with it, mate. It looked decent, didn't it, I thought, in terms of the lineup.
Lewis, what do you think? Obviously, Malik Wilkes, you probably wouldn't have seen it, but they were on the pictures, you know, before the lineup were announced that he were there. I must admit, I didn't expect him to start, but what did you think when you saw Malik Wilkes on starting lineup?
Well, them innit. I think everyone's still a bit not annoyed at him, but you know, after that Watford game, it was like he were persona non grata. That's not right, is it?
I've no idea what you're on about.
They didn't want him. So I'm a bit shocked to see him starting, if I'm honest, but well, yeah, you know, I mean, let's mix it up a bit. Let's try it. I thought he played all right, to be fair. When I saw that starting lineup, there's only one thing I had on my mind. And to be, I said before, when I see, I fixate on one part of it, and it's sometimes I don't even notice rest, and now we're fixated with a certain number one. But there we go. We'll get onto it.
Did you think Vasquez was going to start?
I thought if he was going to miss the game, he would.
Yeah.
Because you've had international break, you could have 2 weeks to kind of get him up to speed or whatever. So whether I thought he would join me, I don't know.
Do you think something's happened?
No,
I don't think we've got a number one. Well, we might have now because he's played every single game under Danny Rill, but I think they're kind of equal. None of them, it's not like if it were Piers Charles and you're like, well, there's a definite number one and he's the understudy.
Yeah.
I feel like they're both fairly equal. Well, I think they've probably played equal amount of games, I think, now this season.
I think most clubs, I mean, when you listen to like other podcasts or if you, do you know what I mean, when you get like professionals on and stuff that are like involved in either management or coaching and stuff like that, they will always say the biggest thing you don't want to do is change your keeper. They always say, like, if you're changing your keeper, it usually means you're in, like, you're at desperation level. Something's, like, drastically going wrong. You hear, like, you look at, like, what pundits and stuff are saying about, like, the Arsenal situation at the minute. You don't want two number ones. It just creates a bit of, like, a riff amongst your squad. Who's playing? What's going on? What's happening? Now, I suppose we're slightly different because, I guess, one's on loan. So it's not like, you know, we've signed two competitive keepers. But for me, I just think, I thought he got a real hammering, Dawson, on the pitch against Millwall, but also off it. And for me, I thought it had been a time to maybe arm around shoulder and say, I'm going to kind of take you out of the firing line a bit. Yeah. Now, my view on it is, for me, Dawson, I think, can be a brilliant goalkeeper when his confidence is up and things are, I would say, going his way, if that makes sense. But I think when things aren't going his way, and this is just my opinion, I feel like I can hear him thinking what to do rather than it being like muscle memory and his training, his experience coming in. He's thinking, what do I need to do? And
the thing is, he's got that stigma associated to him. Hasn't he? Now, he's been here quite a while. He's never really been number one. You know, he's had to go away to come back. And that season, you know, before he went, you know, when we got relegated.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the team was shit, but he got some pelters. Yeah, so he's always got the haters, hasn't he? Do you know what I mean? Like he's already, no matter how well he's done, you know, I thought he did.
I won't call it haters, mate. Relegation season, he was third best keeper at club. Then he was sent out to Exeter. Come back, he was second best keeper at club. Wrangled his way in. And now, I ain't seen much of Piers Charles, but I'd reckon he's at least joint third. He should be nowhere near that team. And I do, like you said, I'd have took him out at firing line because we've said it before, you can tell he overthinks it and this and other. But how many times is it going to cost us now?
He's not helping himself, is he, I don't think? Every game
bar Rotherham, he's made a fucking cock up.
I think as well, and I just from watching the game yesterday, and I don't know whether it could be purely coincidence, I'm sure there'll be people out there that are about to say, well, it's just coincidence, but whether other teams are picking up on this, you know, that this team's keeper is low on common. How many shots Birmingham had from distance?
Yeah.
Trying to get shots in on, you know, anything around 25 yards. They were looking to pull the trigger and get it in on him early. I've not seen that as much, especially in the Championship, because so many teams want to keep the ball. You don't see much long-range shooting, because they think most of the time, well, it's a waste of time.
Yeah.
Whereas these teams are fizzing shots in. And
It might be just the fact that we're bottom of the league and it's like, you know, we've conceded X amount of goals.
Something must be wrong, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, look, they do loads of video analysis, don't they? It's not like they don't look. Yeah. No, it's not Sunday League.
Yeah,
anyway.
We're going, who's that?
I've heard that number nine's a decent player.
He used to be at Barnsley Academy, that lad. He's good.
Yeah, it's not like that anymore, is it? Liam Michael Ahecko, just his fourth appearance this season. His first under Danny Rowe. His first were against... Oh, sorry, his last was against Huddersfield under Thompson, and the two before that were the only two games of the season. We kind of said it, didn't we, week before, that we kind of need Michael Ahecko to come into the side. That bit of
organisation and a bit of
experience.
Yeah, and just, he's quite vocal, isn't he, as well?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Experience said, you know, seems calm, doesn't it, most of the time. Like you said, vocal. Yeah, I was happy with that, to be completely honest with you.
Yeah, I thought that were fine. Jack, what were your overall thoughts then? For me, I just think we continually just shoot ourselves in foot.
Yeah.
Like every single week, without fail, you know, we do something, just whether that's a glaring mischance, which we'll come on to, a defensive mistake, which there were probably quite a few yesterday. And I feel like we're just getting punished every single week.
Yeah. I would say at the minute, we are a brilliant footballing team in between both boxes. We seem to be absolutely fine.
Shit at both ends, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly. We can't defend, and we are so bad at scoring. It's, I think I said to you, didn't I, like, came out, I was like, we must be one of the worst sides in England for actually testing a goalkeeper.
And we are. And I think we've had the least amounts of shots on target this season.
I mean, in that game yesterday, somebody like, did
the world.
Yeah. Did Rudy actually make a save? Because obviously he didn't, he might have saved that free kick onto post, but I feel like it hit the post.
I think it just hit the post, yeah.
So he didn't save that, obviously, the goal. Wilkes had one that he dragged.
I think a couple went straight down his throat.
Yeah, but nothing. Do you know what I mean? And I look at all our games, I think, their keepers aren't even coming off with mud on their shirts. Do you know what I mean? They're not even having to dive to save anything. It's just, I just think we're so bad in that final third. And it must be so hard for the players, because they're going to know that they're struggling. So that when we go behind, or even when we concede to go 1-1, they'll think, fuck, yeah, we've got to score again.
What really disappointed me yesterday were, I don't know, we're skipping ahead a bit, but that last 15 minutes, because where did they score? About 77, something like that, 78?
Yeah, around that time.
The 81st minute.
81st. So, and then they put about 7 minutes.
Seven.
And it was literally heads down. And even when they put 7 minutes on board, we had like one looped cross into the box from Volts, which that keeper they had, he just picked that, he'll have that all day, every day.
Do you know what? If you watch the second goal back, you see when the goal goes in, like Bambo, because the guy has a shot, doesn't he, and he kind of follows it up, but rather than shooting again, he does quite well to
as
drag
touch,
it
yeah.
to then it into the empty net. And you see Bambo almost like go, and he's thinking, oh, he's going to have a shot. And you see him like when the ball goes in, just... Mm.
Deflated.
I mean, I know
you could see it. You could see it. I mean, I know we can talk about low on confidence all you want, but it were more maddening. It's like, all right, lads, you've got, all right, you're 2-1 down. They were shite. Birmingham, I'm giving them nothing. They were terrible.
First half, they were poor. Really, really poor.
They were crap
poor.
Second half, even. I mean, they were better, but they couldn't get much worse. And you know, but they just,
what, you have to look back to Peterborough. It's fucking. The fight, and even what game were it now when we're saying that there was still that 10 men game we're with 10 men,
Bristol City away?
Like, what's happened?
Yeah, I'm gonna go on to this, but they look knackered,
they do.
The second half, they look bollocks. Like, and Danny Rill, I don't know if you listened to his interview after, but he kind of alluded to that when he were talking about Gregory and Hendrick. So, because they were in the squad, and he asked why not. And without explicitly saying it, basically, they can't do what is being asked of them. The high intensity. Well, I don't think any of them can.
They can't make it to half time if that's the case.
They're making 25 minutes and they've done. It, honestly, like, you see them in the second half every single game. I don't know what the stats are, but the drop off in terms of performance after, say, 60 minutes is just incredible.
It?
Like, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Well, we've gone from we looked like one of the fittest teams last season, and one of the fittest teams we've had in quite a while, I think, last season. And then somehow, because of that clown at start of season, you know, we've heard bits and bobs from various people that they were fuck all in training, no, barely any training plan, and they barely fucking trained under Sisko.
Yeah.
So you can't, you know, we've had an international break, but they're not going to get, you know, they've played up to there, and then they're playing afterwards. You can't hammer them like you can do pre-season. You're not going to get.
By all accounts, they enjoyed it under Sisko as well, the training. Probably because they did fuck all. A bit like, you know, you have a supply teacher at school. Yeah. They're always best lessons, aren't they? Because you don't actually do any work. You just fuck about, don't
play
you?
Play on stick cricket on computer.
Maybe that slime football. That's what I used to play.
What, that on jumpers? Jumpers for goalposts. Very good in that.
Yeah. On mini pools. But you know, I've heard as well that the intensity's gone up, like, an octave, like quite a lot, and that the players are picking up these niggly injuries all the time. So I guess, you know, if you've got, you might miss a session of training, and it's an aging squad. There's only West Brom that have got an older squad than us, and it's by the average age is 0.1 higher than what ours is. You know, you look at our average age is 27.5. Second oldest squad to West Brom, 27.8. There's 13 teams in this league that have got an average age under 26, and Sunderland's is 22.5. I mean, Leeds is 24.1 as well. Like, it's a really, really old squad. I mean, Gregory was mentioning, he's 35 years old. Bannon's 33, I want to say.
The thing is, though, we're saying, oh, you know, 27.5 is the average age at squad and stuff.
Catamartian must bring that down a rate lot, by the
way. He'll bring it down, but, you know, Bannon's probably one of our fittest players, and he's probably one of the oldest that consistently plays. And I'll be honest, when we're talking about retired from pressing, I would say a lot of our older players are our defenders that don't press. Yeah. Your attackers, Masaba, he's young. Yeah. Disarmer, he's young. Windass, he's not, you know, we're still under 30, isn't he?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Wilkes is young. 25.
Byers is young. Volks is what, 31?
Yeah.
You know, they're the same age as us. And you're saying, oh, they can't do it. They can't run. We're not playing with 50-year-olds. I think that's just a bit of an excuse. I'm not saying, like, I'm saying that they clearly aren't fit. I think the age thing, oh, we've got an older squad. Yeah,
they're just not fit. They've just not been.
How long does it take to get fit? Because it's not like Danny Rule's been here 2 weeks. He's been here, what, 8-9 weeks now?
But probably not as long as that.
Maybe 7-8.
But you can't do the... You can't do the intense stuff you do in pre-season when you're playing games.
Maybe that's why the bollocks, like, because he's absolutely...
He's doing it now, maybe. I don't know.
And then the footprint comes to the match. Like, I don't know. But it's evident to see, isn't it? They just, you know, they do everything. How many times under Danny Rule, first half, we get into half-time, and I know it was 1-1 in this instance, but you're like, we're playing well. We're on top.
Miles better in the first half. I mean, every game, near enough, you would say we were a good team in the first half, and we came out.
His first 20, 25 minutes every game that he's had, I think.
Well, yeah.
I think after it, with second half, how they start, it's not even to do with fitness levels. I think it's concentration. Because I get...
So physically and mentally tired.
You know, I think, I get, like, you know, he has phases in play. And I think after half time, yeah, you know what, probably keep it a bit steadier, maybe relax on pressing a bit. But amount of times, that first 15 minute where we're trying to pass it out front back and we're just geeing it straight to them every single time. That's not fitness. That's not, you know, oh, you can't run. That's a brain
fart. That's just concentration. Yeah.
I mean, I did think in that first half, we did some good passing, you know, passing out front back, some good triangles.
Yeah.
We did work it quite well. And a few times, Wilkes got free, didn't he, down that left-hand side, and their number 44, I don't know who it were, but he was probably shitting his pants. He was thinking, Christ, every time Wilkes got ball, he were like...
He were doing it.
Yeah, we're doing him for pace. I don't think we kind of exploited that enough. Either that or he just got wise to it and changed. Because I looked at the numbers after and I thought, well, it looks like Wilkes hadn't really done a great deal. But I felt like he did quite a lot in that first half.
Yeah, I thought he was really good first half.
He chased keeper down, didn't he? And nearly got his just rewards when he kind of... It's just that look in it. Do you know what I mean? Any other game, ball would just fall for you in an empty net and you slot it in. It's just like...
No fell for us yesterday.
Not at all, did it?
Well, really? I mean, no falls for us, like... And we sound like we're whining, making excuses, but I was laughing, joking through the game. You know, ball would be pinballing around it, box, like, I was attacking it. Go on, drop. Just drop for someone to stick a toe on it and prod it in.
Never does, does it?
Never does. Their defender will fall over and you think, oh my God, this is it. This is the chance. Oh, someone's flung them. I mean, the tackle on Windass. I know, whatever, but it's one of the best tackles I've seen in a very long time. But you just think, how's he not got shot away? How's he not kind of just clattered through him? And, you know, penalty and a red card. Like, it's an unbelievable tackle.
Yeah.
And this is that's come from and I'm not being disrespectful, come from a Birmingham City defender who's not won in 5 games, so it's not like they're flying in confidence and he's like, you know, and it just, would one of our defenders make that tackle? Probably not. They're in our look, he'd catch man first by accident and be off.
Yeah.
And we're just
Lewis, the lack of goals though is a huge concern, isn't it? You know, we've scored what, 8 goals now this season. Like, I know we scored yesterday, but that's not even one every 2 games that we're averaging. You know, I think for me, the lack of goals is just causing so much pressure on everyone else, especially defence and goalkeeper. You know, if we score 3 goals, 4 goals, if you win 4-1, nobody's bothered about the one goal. Even if ball goes straight through keeper's hands,
You've scored four, scored three, whatever, or even two. You're not bothered because you go home with 3 points. Whereas I feel like so much emphasis and so we're scrutinising every single defensive mistake. And it also feels like every mistake does lead to a goal. And because we're not scoring at the other end, that we lose the game because of that, don't we?
I just think they're fragile throughout. And like I said, we took lead yesterday. Obviously, should have probably been two because it's an unbelievable miss by Windass for what should have been 1-0.
Mm.
And even in crowd, I think it were because it were at other end and we didn't have best view. There were a delayed reaction. And then it weren't like...
What, for the goal?
Yeah.
It was bizarre, wasn't it?
And it weren't really even like limbs. It were like, oh my God,
what do we do here? Forgot what to do.
And then I think, like you said, that we're mental fragility comes in. What were it? 90 seconds?
Something like that.
You score then on whatever it were, 44th minute. You think, get it to half time now. You have done perfect job here.
I bet loads of people were saying, perfect time to score that.
Yeah.
Nick won just before half time.
Yeah, he'll be ripping his team talk up, Rooney, having to write a new one.
Harry Simes,
stick it back together again. Every game, if it's like nil-nil, you'll hear me say that, won't you?
Mm.
Well, let's nick one just before half time. Come on, lads.
Why do you say that? Is it the perfect time to score? Is scoring before half time the perfect time?
No. 90 is the perfect time to score.
I think best time to score in that sense is probably just after half time. Because whatever their team talk were, it's fucked, isn't it? At least you can change it. But anyway, it's bad. It's by the by.
By the by.
Fucking, I'd just take any time for us at the moment. When's best time to score? Any time.
Any time in 90.
Will do. I mean, look, I said it in pre-season. I got totally shot down for it. I were worried about this season. The point was that game that we're in the daytime in midweek. I think we played a Spanish team, got beat 4-0 or something ridiculous like that. And I watched that game with no commentary, which is a grim experience, to say the least. Especially when half of them with kids and you don't really know who they are.
Mm.
And I watched that and I thought, we've not even had a shot. Like, and they're in like third tier of Spanish football, like postman and, you know, having a siesta. And, you know what I mean? Like, and then... I thought then that we were going to be in for a long season, and everyone were like, no, it's one in pre-season, which I get that sentiment, but I could see that there were problems there. All right, I know things have changed now, but you know, it hasn't changed, has it? Like
the core problems exist, because I think anyone who's watched us last 2-3 years would say, right, going up, yeah, all right, Smith scored 20 last year, but we know we're not going to go all that because it were off penalties and it's League One, blah, 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 blah. But we all knew we needed a new striker. All probably knew we needed a new goalkeeper, a new centre-half, and we needed some legs. And we didn't address any of it.
Well, we got some legs.
Well, yeah, two lads, but they're up and coming.
Yeah.
They're not the saving grace this season, and they won't be. And I love Masaba and I love Gassama, but...
A lot of pressure on their shoulders, isn't it, really? Too?
Yeah, exactly. That's it. You can't expect them to come to Championship and absolutely rip it up first go.
Yeah.
That's not what they're there for. They're there for future.
We've not signed anyone that's made our team better.
No.
Well, look at last season. We had Mark McGuinness back.
Yeah.
Swapped him for Aidan Flint. And now
they'd both walk into our team now, wouldn't they?
I think
they absolutely would.
Deshaun Bernard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But because he's that good, he's on international duty, and fuck knows what plane he comes back on. Ryanair or something, because every time he comes back, he can't play next game.
I mean, for me, if Bernard had landed at Birmingham Airport an hour before kickoff, I'd have been in the fucking team. Yeah, I just said, you're in, pal. You've been here for the last, you know.
I've got jet lag. I don't care. Get in.
Here's a booming Pro Plus caffeine tablet. Get that down, yeah?
Here's a Lucozid.
Because I just said, you've been here 7 weeks, we know what drill. We're going to play, we're going to pass it out, we're going to let a goal in, and I'm going to fuck off home.
Yeah, right, let's...
podcast them.
Let's drill into some of these things that happened. First of all, the dive. I mean, you probably not really seen it, have you? Because it's not on the highlights.
It's the other end.
And you were there.
At the time, you saw the ball go into him. And this is, literally, like I said, I've seen no replay of it, so I could be miles wrong with this. But at the time, it looked like ball had got into him. It looked like he had a touch into the box, or maybe he'd received, I don't know, it really was far away. And then you just saw him hit the deck. And all I was thinking from where we were, And we were laughing as well because obviously the penalty situation last year at Oxford.
Yeah.
We were saying, oh, we could fucking dive and she'll give us it today to make up for that one at last year. So when you saw him go down and I heard whistle go and I thought,
here we go.
We've done it. I didn't realize it was a dive. I thought he'd just been fouled.
Yeah.
And then she's like straight over at yellow card. I went, oh, he fucking dive there. I'm thinking, how do you, you know, why would you bother diving? Because from the position he was in, it looked like it was a chance to get a shot off.
Do you know what? What he's done, he's kind of gone past him and he's just stuck his leg out. But
to me, just
he's caught him, but he stuck his leg out and...
Windass has a defender.
Yeah,
has he tried to like initiate contact? Yeah, he's tried to,
But it's just like poor acting. Do you know what I mean? Like in Premier League, you're better at that. Do you know what I mean? Like he's done it in my defense is he goes down and whether this is, I don't know if he goes down and appeals for penalties anyway, it's not something I've really noticed, but he doesn't appeal for it. He just gets up and tries to kick ball again. And then she runs over and I think she's like quick to, I don't know what the rules are. He hadn't turned around and gone, rah, like penalty or whatever. Yeah. He's just gone down and kind of carried on as if he's...
Tripped himself up potentially. Yeah,
but he hasn't because he has gone to...
Yeah, he tried to win it and then maybe because he's not heard whistle straight away, he's thought, well, let's try and make out. I'm not dying.
I don't know. Like, I think, look, if it's the other way around, you'd be fuming. But then again, you know, if it just played on or... You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it would have really mattered. I don't know.
That's what it seemed to me. I mean, like I say, obviously, I've not watched it back either, but just looked like he went down under a challenge. It weren't a penalty or free kick or whatever, but it weren't a dive. He's just gone down under a challenge, but I could be miles off that. I don't know.
It's like, all right, I know he's tried to cheat to win a penalty, but how many times have we come away going, he's fucking dived there and referees bought it, and then we try and do it. We just can't do that. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, you got a booking.
Means he can't play on Wednesday night.
He was probably a blessing in disguise for him. He was thinking, I'm not going to get much touch at ball anyway, so what's point in playing? One thing I didn't touch on. Two goalkeepers on bench.
I think someone said it was to do with Rick Buckley's Nanan died or something. So... because he was only other lad there, they just had to put a name on. I don't think, rather than say, oh, yeah, Greg, can you drive up from Sheffield in or whatever. I think that was rationale behind it. It did look strange, though.
Yeah, when you're looking at it, I mean, I always look at subs after. Do you know what I mean? Are you thinking, wait a minute, Charles and Vasquez? That's a bit odd.
But I don't know, either of them starting.
I thought, what are they going to do with it? Let me swap keepers at half time and have a.
Well, Vasquez were going to come on in centre mid.
I'm going to say, Stuart Pearce and stick fucking secure up top.
Hey, you know what? It's one of the things that you're always loving it. Outfield players going in goal, and it happened, didn't it, yesterday with Watford. I think very late on, they concede a penalty. Keeper gets sent off, and then they've not got they can't make another sub. They've made all the subs. Oh. So one of the players has to go in net.
Did he save the penalty?
No, he didn't.
Oh.
Jamie Vardy steps up, gets his second goal, didn't he? So, he would never saving that in a million years. Like, the pace and the power on it, like, it's like being at school and you're standing in goal, oh, shit. let's just talk about the goal then. I mean, excellent free kick, weren't it, from
it was like Windass. That thingy one, weren't it? Cheltenham, we were on about it over the week, weren't we? Cheltenham, was it? We scored that free kick from literally that.
Yeah.
Position. But yeah, mate, good goal, isn't it? Really.
Do you know, for me, you were Byers following it up.
Yeah, yeah.
How many times do we not see that? Do you know what I mean? How many times do we not see players, whether that's edge at box or whatever, you know? It's always the other team, I always feel. Like, never us. Ball spills out and you're like, come on, someone just put it away. But fair play to Byers. I mean, what it were on the other side for you. You said earlier you had no idea
what had happened. So a free kick, and I saw a Ruddy dive, and looked like he'd got it.
Yeah,
and I thought he tipped it out for a corner. Like the angle was so strange, we saw it from, and then obviously we couldn't see anything that was happening with Byers or Holt, and then you just saw the players like run off
and the salute,
and then we couldn't even
the way they were running, like all the Birmingham players were like kind of blocking the view, like how it lined up. I'm going, what the fuck's going on? And everyone's like going, what's going on here? And then you just saw enough of the Wednesday players were never going,
He's gone in.
We must have scored. How have we scored? And everyone's going, how have we scored? Like, what's going on? No one had a clue.
Straight at linesman, like, there's going to be a flag in a second.
Yeah, but it was so, like, and people, like, when I say people were celebrating, people were like, is it like when you score against someone crap in the FA Cup and you're like, yeah, great.
Yeah.
Because no one had a clue what we're going
up
on.
Clap.
We're like, we're waiting for Varchek.
Yeah. Do you know what that reminds me of? Is it Burton Albion?
They didn't react for about 2 minutes after.
We won 5-1 or 5-2, I think, in the end, didn't we?
Yeah.
And they scored it.
Midweek, wasn't it?
Yeah, 5-0 to make it 5-1. And yeah, after 20 minutes, they were on bottom, weren't they?
Yeah.
Which I'm guessing, well, you can't really see very well, can you? But yeah, probably very similar to that.
But you knew it was funny because, to be fair, the atmosphere, it was one of them. Do you know how you always talk about the Derby one? Yeah. Where you're like giving it, it was a good, like, where their stance at right was, it was like giving it back and forth all game to each other.
To their
next stand kind of thing. So,
yeah. What, the little, what do you call it, guy in his IVs? Because they were, that off at stand were missing, weren't
they? Two blokes in hard hat.
I'm like, what's going to fall?
He's talking, what are they doing then, lads? Yeah.
I think that's if ball goes into bit
they can go and get it. So, 80th minute they'd gone, and he just went, where's the hard hats? Fucking hell, it's not safe.
Anyway. One of them, and all game, Phil noticed it. Like this little metal cage, and he's holding on to it for dear life. But I'm going, what's he got in there? A fucking nerve agent? What's going on?
But yeah, back and forth all game. So, like, obviously, we've won 1-0 up. And, you know, usual, the gallows humour was out. You know, how shit must you be? We're winning away. Yeah. We finally scored, all this stuff. And I said to him, I went, we know they're going to score and they're going to really fucking give it.
Yeah. That's right.
And obviously when they
30 seconds.
When they fucking do score, you looked at right where they were and there were about 400 of them literally all trying to jump up at one fucking giving it someone out like.
And then they are a different breed them.
And we just, and like normally you'd be like, for fuck's sake, you'd be fuming and you could hear them. Like, normally when you can hear them, you feel like, it sounds daft, you feel a bit like a twat, don't you? And you've been celebrating and you can't see.
Yeah.
We were just literally laughing. I was just like, this is so us.
Yeah, this season.
Right,
yeah.
Be more us. Could not be more us and the goals, which I'm sure we're getting on
to. Yeah, go
next.
On then. And we're going to come to you because I'm sure you've got lots to say about this one.
Well, fucking hell. Goalkeeper, he flinches. I've never seen a goalkeeper flinch at a shot in my fucking life.
To be fair, though, before you get on to slamming him, Windass was fucking dog shit in the build-up to that goal. Fucking yeah. Nesta tackle. Literally, all he needs to do was put his foot in and that goal wouldn't have happened. Massive, biggest fucking Nesh I've ever seen. So you can slump keeper all you want, but crap.
I mean, let's face it, it's all a joint effort at the minute. And I'm not saying it's not me on a tirade, because if he gets dropped, I'm not saying Vasquez is the saviour. He's better, but he's not the saviour. But it goes through, what, about six players? But to be fair, all these six players are all on this left-hand side. It somehow gets through, and Dawson somehow shuffled over to his left-hand side. And then just goes. If he goes like that, he saves it. It's probably about half a metre, 2 foot to his left, to his right, sorry. And he's just flat footed again.
Do you know what? Shot. All I would say, I don't think it's Dawson's fault, but I mentioned it earlier. I don't think he does himself any favours. Because I think when you look at it, he's hit it, Anna. The kid's absolutely...
Yeah, he's hit it.
He's walloped it. That, you know what I mean? He's struck it really well.
There's like four Wednesday players in front of him.
Yeah, there's a lot of bodies in front. But then the fact that the ball goes in pretty much the middle of the goal.
Centre at goal. And he's shuffled over behind where he's got four defenders.
Yeah. I think it all happens quite quick. But again, like I said, he's given people ammunition.
Well,
do you know what I mean? He's given people ammunition to hammer him again. The thing is,
right? If he wasn't already under the microscope and whatever else.
See, I'm not sure.
The
thing that no one's talking about, you can say it, and it does whiz past him. And say he was stood in the middle of the goal and it whizzed past him into a corner, you would say, no chance.
Yeah.
But
he doesn't do it.
But it's not even, why, you say he shuffled over, but he's already there. Why from that play is my goalkeeper basically 6 inches away from post? Why is he not in the middle of the goal when the ball is near enough in the middle of the pitch? Yeah. As in, do you know what I mean? When you look where he's hit it from.
I think, is it Iorfa or someone's to the right of him? But obviously, what you would do when the ball gets cleared, you move out, don't you, really? So
I don't know. Where he stood, Messi couldn't bend it round like that and get it inside. He's on. He's only got that bit of goal to shoot at, and he's gone probably. I know he's hit it with some venom, but it's straight down fucking middle.
For me, I think had he saved it, I'd say that. For me, the problem is I wouldn't expect him to dive and save it because I think your reactions would have to be so good. But for me, if his positioning's correct, it just comes.
How many times do you see that for us? And hit it and kick it just straight down keeper's throat.
Yeah.
Because you've gone, oh, fucking hit it into the corner.
Exactly.
You've hit it straight. That kid, as much as hit it right
when he hits that, he didn't think he's scoring that. No, because he thinks that's out middle.
And he's probably thinking, oh.
Put it down middle.
Yeah.
So it's like you say, it's probably more the positioning.
It's the positioning rather than the reaction.
If it isn't, like, if it's in corner.
Yeah, the thing is, right, he's seen it late. It's come through the bodies. You've got to, if you're in the right position, you don't need to react as much, do you?
Well, I just think it's one of them. Like, it sounds daft. Well, you've just summarised it. If he's in the right position where he should be, he just puts his hands up and catches it, and everyone goes, thank God for that.
If he's in right position, even if he's not really seeing it for whatever reason, it's in his head or in his chest or whatever. Like, yeah. So yeah, I don't think it just doesn't look very good.
That's what I mean.
It just doesn't look very good, and it's like you say, it's not good, is it?
No.
He has hit it and it's gone through bodies and whatever, but like you say, if his position was better.
For me as well, it's the second time in the last two games where this zonal / man marking hybrid thing's not working whatsoever, because nobody's picking up that man on edge at box. He's literally stood in absolute acres and it just happens to fall at him. I mean, I think someone misses a header, which probably got to do better, then just falls to someone else, so it just hits him and bobbles out. But you know, all right, fair enough. And then it's just a free shot. It rolls out to him.
Windass gets there and doesn't do anything. He literally, all he needs to do is either stick a foot in or chuck himself across him. What's he doing? He knows he's shooting. But he got there.
But who's marking him, though? Nobody's marking him. Like,
well, the percentages for me are, I'd rather just concede like that from a corner than from the actual corner.
Yeah.
Like from a header, from a set piece. That, the odds are, you know.
I'd love to know if other teams mark the corners in the same way that we do, because we had, four corners in quick succession that first half, and we are dog shit at corners, by the way. We are awful. We never, ever... I think we scored one.
We had Volts on pitch yesterday. The only time we've looked like scoring from a corner this season is when he's taking them. But it has to be Bannon. And like I said, I'm not one that gets on at Bannon as a player. I've not got an issue. But I mean, surely it's been said to Tedia, man. He can't take set pieces. He's shit at them.
And surely you'd think after a little bit, you'd be like, wait a minute, it's not really working this.
We'll try something different.
Try something else. Like, do you know what I mean? But then I suppose his argument would be someone else takes them and they don't score either. But... I don't know. What do you think at half time, Jack? Is it 1-1?
I was a bit gutted to go in at 1-1, I'll be honest. I thought we'd created enough to be in the lead. I thought Birmingham, they could have scored. Like, I'm not, you know, I mean, they had chances as well, but I thought getting in front, let's go in at half time.
A lot of them were from outside the box, though, weren't they, really?
Well, that's all the teams are doing. Shooting out. I mean, you talk about that Bakuna goal. It was only 10 minutes before he had the same thing. And he got a corner off it, I think. So I think Bambo blocked it.
Yeah.
But again, no one picked him up, just let him have a shot from the edge of the box. And what I will say with this team is we do not seem to learn from what's happening in front of us. We don't seem to... Other teams, and Birmingham yesterday were a prime example of reacting to what was happening in the game and changing stuff. We seem to be very... We're doing this.
Rigid.
We're going to keep doing it. And we're not going to adapt to how the game's changing and the dynamics of the game are going.
Do you think that's because we're not winning games? Danny Rill's like, look, this is what we've been working on in training. We just have to stick to it, because I suppose if it changes and it works, I don't know, maybe he's thinking, is that down to what I've been working on in training? Is that down to something else? Like, I suppose we've not found anything that works yet.
I feel like we're not learning, I don't mean when we've got, I mean, I've got some good points later on for when we talk about what we've got the ball. I just mean defensively. You know, when Bakuna's dropping off and he's arriving late from midfield on the edge of the box, not once have we said, actually,
someone pick him up.
He's played most of his career in the Premier League. We're going to let him have three shots on, you know, just no one closing
out. Well, later on, it wound us up, didn't it? I think we've mentioned it already, but like
crosses that were coming in corners, all just floaty ones straight in. And who's that keeper?
John Ruddy, yeah.
Ruddy. And Phil
Premier League
that,
experience. And career,
37, played all his career in Prem. He's a big lad and all, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's don't miss Jim.
Literally, every single one Huge. Of them, no one was challenging him. He's no. just...
I love that.
Thank you very much. And he will have it all day. And like, I think, might sound simple to say, but how about a few low and hard? How about a few, you know, maybe not just floated to back post? Why don't we try something a bit different once? Mm. No, float it up. Oh, he's got it again. Cheers.
I think, yeah. Half time, though, going back to it, I went down to go get some food because I was starving. And the atmosphere in the concourse was all right. Do you know what I mean? People. Yeah. But I feel like we've said earlier, half-time concourse is always going to be all right. Could be good in first half. You know, if they had a concourse at full time, it'd be fucking terrible. It'd be miserable. But I just thought, if we can come out, I thought they were crap, Birmingham. I thought if we can come out and carry on, we should be able to get another and hopefully go on and win it. And
I felt that second half, though, were just flat.
Oh, it was awful.
They came out a lot better. After Wayne Rooney said that he gave him a bit of a rocket at half time, you could see that. And we just, you know, everything that was working in first half, we either weren't doing or it weren't working in the second. And we just looked, you know, they were getting on top. And it, again, well, comes down to tiredness, maybe. I don't know.
He was saying, and I noticed it in the game, but that Tomer does all like the analytical stuff. Yeah. He was saying, you know, in second, they just went direct. They went long Birmingham. Yeah. Everything was short in the first half. It allowed us to, you know, get up and try and press them and force them into a mistake, which when a team's not winning five, they're going to make. And I think they said, fuck that. It's just going to go long and we'll have the battle. And
they won the battle.
And they won the battle because we, again, the team that's struggling probably don't want to be having, you know, long balls raining on them and bouncing balls and God knows what. So,
well, not many teams play like that in the Championship. No. So it's probably not been worked on that much. Last season, we'd have
dealt with that all day. Yeah,
it's bread and butter, isn't it?
Flynn,
you know what I mean?
Hennigan, all them lads have just headed them away. But I feel like we're just not ready for that. And the second half, you were just watching them just drop and drop and drop. Performance, the kind of starting position on the pitch, everything was just dropping.
Just some at loose balls. Like, I mean, I went mad when I think Diaby had a few bad ones, but then Dawson had it and there were no one around him. And he just clipped about 60th minute. He just clipped it out
when them subs were coming.
I just
we were making two subs. I think we were ringing Gassama and Johnson on.
Yeah,
Dawson had it, and they were stood on their sideline for ages waiting to come on. And it was as if someone had shouted, "Just put it out, Cameron, so we can get the subs on." He literally, there were no one near him, and he just went bing like he'd held X for too long on FIFA and over it and straight out. Of play.
I genuinely nearly left at that point. I was just like, "What are we? Fuck!" I was so mad. It's like, talk about not learning. How many times is he going to do it?
Yeah.
And, but, you know, we're getting on before the even worse one. And I'm like, people go, oh, well, he sees them in training. I'm like, yeah, but I don't give a fuck what they do in training. I don't care if Vasquez is coming in, running out club cat, slapping tea lady in face and, you know, doing wheelies on Middlewood pitch. What did he do on game day? What did he do on game day? Because he can't do it.
Yeah,
he cannot do it.
Before we come on to the goal, though, you mentioned Gassama coming on. I thought he was probably a bit of a bright spark in that second half.
That was best bit at game, weren't it? 20 minutes of that.
Anyway, that were going on. And I don't know what happened in the Birmingham. They decided to... they just started... Do you know, you see torches coming on phones? It were a really poor effort. There must have been about 45.
What were you said? You're like, this is the most depressing Championship game of football I've ever
tragic.
Been
to. I said, we've what, 18th or wherever they are in league, 16th against 24th. We've had fireworks going off when we walk out. We're fucking both crap. It were freezing.
Fireworks in car park just before goal. And you said, I forget where you went. They must have had goal notification. It was literally about a minute after.
Coldplay concert going off at other end. We're singing tequila song, Gassama song for about 20 minutes. And you know, he stood there and I thought, get me back in League One. Let's go back to Shrewsbury away where we're winning games, having fun and making out we're a good side, because this is fucking horrendous.
Yeah, but you look at Gassama, I looked at his numbers.
He was brilliant.
Five take-ons, four were successful. They were one on the right-hand side.
Yeah, that first one he did, he tore him inside out about. It was like watching in... Do you remember when Di Canio went round Southampton keeper about eight times and then just put it in for a laugh? He was taking mick, and this kid must be, you know, season championship pro. And, you know, you do love to see it. I mean, Christ, I hope them two are the future. I mean, Musaba weren't great yesterday, but Gasama.
No, I thought that was probably his worst game.
He looked unreal for a spell.
But when you talk about, like, the fitness and stuff, because there was a bit where Gasama went down, he's down the side, and he was, like, he was getting doubled up, and it were either Byers or it were Volks, and they were, like, just, like, behind him. And there were loads of space in behind, and I was going, overlap him, give him an option, like make him, and we just didn't. And he basically was 2-on-1 on Gasama, and he did. I think he won a throw-in in the end, and he did well to win that because they were all over him. I thought that's again aside low on confidence or low on fitness. He should be bursting beyond him, going, "Give it me." Do you know what I mean? I'm in behind.
I think that were sort of indicative of Volch yesterday, because I thought like first half really good, second half. He needed subbing, I think, personally.
Some people were saying he had a really good game yesterday. I thought probably the first hour he was brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he just Volks. I mean, he looked like he was something, like you say, like the mental tiredness. There were some with that bouncing ball where he kind of swung, went to half kick it. And you could tell he just wasn't never getting there. And he was just late reacting to it. And it just summed up the last kind of half hour. But we've got to, our second halves have got to improve. I mean, we brought Johnson on.
But they were poor under Sisco as well. I mean, not the whole 90 were poor under Sisco.
Speaking of Sisco and Johnson, what did you say?
Well, weren't great.
we'll skip over that. Let's talk about the goal then. The lad who scored, he's only 19. Came on 78 minutes. They said on commentary, coming on is Wales international Jordan James. I said to Steve, I went, can't be fucking that good, because he's kind of against at Birmingham side.
Did you see Birmingham fan who tweeted as well? He tweeted literally, he went, fucking hell, we need a goal and we brought on Jordan James.
I said that, and then, yeah, absolute cursed it, didn't I? 3 minutes later, he's sticking ball in back at net. I mean, again, absolute utter shambles, isn't it, from start to finish. You talk about tiredness and everything. Like, Dominic Iorfa is about 3 miles, playing him onside. They all stick their hand up, not really tracking back. Just schoolboy, isn't it? Schoolboy stuff. And again,
this is where I'll partially defend Dawson and then not. Because people's going, he should be pushing that round post. And for me, that happens that quick. And it's a pretty
It's close as well. The shot's close.
And it's a pretty routine save in a way, and it's a reactionary routine save. I think it's possibly harsh to say he should be tipping it around post. But then he like sort of gets to his feet again and then lays down like he's about to have some sort of medical examination. This stills from that goal. Only thing missing is the stirrups. He's literally on the floor thinking he's going to save it. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Get up. 2 foot team, get penalty away, do whatever except lay down. Just lay on floor.
Do you know what? I think he does great to score the goal, doesn't he? Like, anyone else would just have another go at it, wouldn't they? But he has that composure to kind of take it round keeper and slot it in with his left foot, where, you know, really he didn't panic, did he? But I said when it went 1-1, I said we'll lose this game. Yeah. Like, I just knew it. I mean, it's only the fourth time that we've been ahead this season. Mm. We won one, that's Rotherham. We lost against Hull. We're actually leading in that game, believe it or not. We can remember that far back. The other one was Middlesbrough, which we drew 1-1. And then obviously yesterday against Birmingham, which lost again 2-1. So four games ahead, just the one win and two defeats to show from it, which is, awful. I think Leicester have been leading in, I think, something like 16. Oh. Every time they've led, they've won, basically. Brilliant. And the two times that they haven't been leading, they've gone behind. Well, they've lost them games. But yeah, like, it doesn't look great, does it? Who are we blaming for goal then?
Job lot.
For the second one.
Bambo stops, Dawson's laid on floor.
I also played him on side.
Rest of them's running around like headless chicken. I mean, it's just, like I said, when I do have a go at keeper, it is a joint effort. It's not just him, it's just a decent keeper possibly gets you out of jail in that situation. You shouldn't be in the position in the first place.
What did you think, Liam? Because you were at Hallam, and you got the goal notification.
I just thought, no, I didn't actually. I left Hallam, there must have only been 5 minutes left there.
because I wanted to
beat the rush,
beat their traffic. From,
fucking hell, how many fans did
well,
they have?
No, from fucking idiots.
All oh, right, down road, yeah.
yeah. I thought how many got left at half time, mate. I wouldn't have worried.
20,000 fans. It's like,
so obviously I had to go across the town. It was a nightmare going there. Anyway, so I'm walking out. I guess who I see, Jack? Him. They used to sit on end that don't come anymore with radio.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't know if you recognise who I actually was. I went, all right, pal. Like, and obviously, he's got radio on. I was like, we got Wednesday on. Yeah, babe, we've just scored. All right, fantastic. Sure, mate. Oh, yeah. So that's how I found out. Oh, wow.
So did you not know the score up until that point? Oh, so you must have known.
I knew the score, yeah.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was still 1-0, and then obviously said to you got Wednesday on, yeah, we've just fucking conceded. Ah, brilliant.
It is
so then I put Radio Sheffield on it.
I mean, one thing we hadn't spoke about is actually, we'll talk about it when we do player performances. His Windass is miss. We'll do it. We'll do it a little bit, a little bit later. I mean, after that, the game just petered out, didn't it? We didn't really threaten. We've gone. Well,
I'd got the radio on, like I said. And go on. What's his name?
John Pearson.
Yeah, he was like, when they put the board up, he was like, I think we could get an equaliser still, whatever. About a minute in stoppage time, he was like, I think I'm going to retract that statement or something like that. He was, you know, he's like, he's Mr. Opley. He's like,
he's most biased Wednesday fan going in there, which I love him for.
He always says that. I don't think we're going to score anymore or something.
I mean, that final, whatever it were, 15, 20 minute, whatever. I mean, there were one time, I can't remember who defender were, but he could have easily just rolled it back to the keeper. And he's just belted it out for a corner. He's belted it out for a corner. Phil, who come with us, he's a football fan, but it's not his first choice sport. And, you know, I think he's probably been to one or two Wednesday games this year. And straight away, he just picked up on stuff and went, that's no confidence in keeper.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Yeah, I didn't want to go back to
And him. Then he said again, like, we were, you know, I think it was like 93rd minute at one point, 95th minute at another point. And he's got it. And it was like last season, you know, when we were like just trying to kill a one goal lead against like Wickham or something. He's like walking to the other side of his pit net to take goal kick, just swaggering about. I'm like, it's all right, lads. We're not losing fucking 2-1. He did it twice in injury time. And it's like, there's no rush in him. There were no urge. And I know that's basic as I hope to say, but it were like, it were, well, we're 2-1 down now. We've lost it, haven't we? 2-1 down again. And I'll say this, and it, you know, I don't think any, even Birmingham fans would take much offence. Their worst side I've seen, bar Rotherham, they were fucking there for taking. They were awful.
But how many times have we said that, though?
Well, this is it. And what we said,
I mean, Watford weren't great. Bristol City weren't great.
West Brom, Preston, loads.
Yeah, I mean, obviously before Danny Rill, but now, like, Huddersfield were shy. Like, Rotherham were crap. Right, we beat them. But
played all idiot teams now.
Now
we've got some of the bigger boys coming now.
And that's why
I mean, all teams have played under Danny Rill have been in bottom half of the league, like Millwall again, and they've slapped us 4-0. Like,
I mean, it was 3-0 to Coventry yesterday. That Danny Baker said that, is it? Yeah, Danny, ex BBC presenter, you were like, just saying, how bad must Sheffield Wednesday be? Because they've got absolutely hammered by all accounts yesterday at home.
It's hard when you talk about Dawson rushing goal kick, though. You can't rush it. You wait for Bambo to come in. He's got to take it, play it short, knock it around.
I get that. I get it at 0-0. I get it.
No, because they will come and pressure in the 95th minute when they're winning. I'm sure they'll be flying out to come and pressure you.
What instruction are you having to work under, lads?
I fully understand the premise of you play it out. Like you've said many times, you play it out, you draw them in, you spray it, you go out. It must only work 2 out of 10 times where we actually get it out to Masaba or the other winger. The other 8 times, it goes out for a throw-in, goes out for a panic, or we just hoof it, or we just lose it.
Do you think they're thinking that much about what they have to do that everything else kind of, they're forgetting about what's actually happening in game?
I think you might be right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they're like, right, we've been told we need to do this, and then they're thinking, oh, fuck hell, it's 2-1, isn't it? Like,
what do we do now?
They've not really got any kind of, I don't know. Like, because they're losing every week, it's almost like they've forgot how to, I don't know. It's a weird one, isn't it? It's really, really weird. Like, bizarre.
I cannot believe that we look at these players week in, week out for 5, 6, 7 weeks, how long Danny Rule's been here. It's my only thing where I'm a bit like, what's going on? And we go, we're going to start every goal kick playing into Bambo Diaby. And he's going to be the person that's going to get pressed. and he's going to be the man that makes the pass at the latest second, so the press gets triggered, and then we can play. Because he can't do it. His ability is heading it, kicking it, and he put some good tackles in yesterday. He's a defender.
Yeah,
he doesn't. I don't think he wants the ball. And why didn't we once try? And I'm not saying Hekwa's any good. John, you know what I mean? Miles, but we don't once go right. We'll go out to a Hekwa face. It's the same person it goes to every single time. Sometimes he takes the goal kick, which mental. And I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, maybe when we're winning games, that would be brilliant. Or drawing it, winning it, I think it's great. But once you go behind, we've got to quickly just go get more direct.
Especially that late as well, like 80 off.
Look what they did.
Yeah. Send it long. Let's get, you know, let's just get players higher up the pitch and they'll go long. It's not like everyone's 5'1" and we're, you know, we're Pep's Barcelona and we go, oh, well, we can't really go long. You know, we've got some more, you know, Windass can have a battle. Masaba's tall. I know he came off, but whatever, like, we need to just do something different, because I'm sat there watching us just knock it about and then lose it. And everyone's been, and massive, and I'll say it because the Wednesday fans usually are very quick to turn. This is the most patient I've ever seen a Wednesday fan base. Because at times we're getting fucking battered.
Yeah.
We're playing like idiots. And no one has grumbled really once. Everyone's gone, we're better. And we are better. Everyone can see we're better.
I tweeted that. I said, it comes a point where you can't keep saying, well, we're better this week. Oh, we're showing signs of improvement. We're like, what, 6 games in now, Danny Rill? No slight on him, but there's got to be a point where you think the results need to improve. Yeah. It's up 3 points.
Well, we can't go to the EFL at the end of the year and go, well, we played better. So we're not getting relegated. We played better.
The thing is, you've got to be realistic where we are.
I think the squad, for us, with the squad we've got, I think he's onto the right things, Danny Rule, 100%, and we are miles better. But I think we could do with just a little mix up a little bit, because I think at times we're so easy to play against, we're so predictable. It looks as if...
Oh, yeah, but I mean, I'm just meaning in general what we've got, you know. As much as he's got his cut his teeth in great assistant roles, it's his first managerial job.
Yeah.
He's 33, whatever
he
is.
Yeah,
he's
like,
34, you know, it's his first fucking job.
Yeah, well, we're going to...
There's, you know, we just need to... I think that's where the understanding comes from.
Understanding is that... We're you fucked. Can see it.
You've got, not very good.
And we know that, you know,
to work with this lot.
The issues at our club run deeper than
100%. I mean, we're gonna talk about that more in extra time, about like Danny Rill, and kind of pose the question: is he being a little bit naive in trying what he's trying to do with the squad that he's got? But like, yeah, we are gonna do that on extra time. So if you want to listen to that, do head over to patreon.com/WTID pod. Let's move on to free word match reviews. But before I do that, league table, 10 points behind Huddersfield now. They drew. Coventry and Plymouth both won. They're now 13 points ahead of us, and they sit 20th and 19th respectively. I mean, I think it's just between the bottom four now, isn't it, really? Especially for us anyway, in terms of us getting out. I think, you know, Coventry and Plymouth, 13 points. It's probably, you know, I think 3 points is probably a step too far where we're going at the moment. But, you know, luckily, these 3 teams that are equally as shit as what we are. Do you know what I mean? There's Huddersfield, QPR and Rotherham, who all can't buy a win. But yeah, like I said, I think we just need to pick up some points quickly. Right, let's read some of these 3-word match reviews, of which...
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18+, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
There was a hell of a lot. Nick Clapham, fuck off Chancery. Steve Turner didn't take chances. Nick Warhurst, down before Christmas. Luke Samuels, Charity FC. Scott Sawyer, don't mince your words, Scott. Set of wankers.
Is that at us or the...
He hadn't said, oh, but I'm tucking on to you now. It were only three words, you couldn't fit the rest of them in. JM's put, so bloody frustrating. This is a good one. Ben Robertson, relegated. Bisto's put, absolutely had enough. John Duncan, we are doomed. Brad Revitt, change the keeper. Phil, end the season. Dr. Chunk, not right good. Finn, Fleetwood away, anyone? Yeah, we don't want Fleetwood away, do we? That would have been a disaster for you two.
I bet that were cold there yesterday.
You might get a fish and chips, what, though, this time.
It'll be Boxing Day or New Year's Day or something, another bank holiday.
Morris, same old story. I'll read two more. Jake Brown, Rivita, Riss Dawson. Well, I can't really say that. I didn't even get to that first one, did it, to be fair? And then Matt Summerhill, down with whimper. Individual player performance, then Josh Windass, let's talk about him. 26 shots he's had this season. He's not scored once. He's only hit the target six times of those 26. The only one player that's had more shots than Josh Windass without scoring a goal, which is Scott Twine, believe it or not, for Hull. He's had 30 shots without registering a goal. I think to say he's low on confidence is probably an understatement, isn't it, really?
Yeah, just a bit. I mean, that glorious chance that Bannon's whipped in for him to make
literally
it 1-0.
On target. And unless it's hit the keeper's fucking leg, or you've put it straight at the keeper, it goes in anywhere on
I
target.
I think he tries to control it. He sort of falls a bit.
I think he's just guided it. Do you think it's a difficult chance? He's got to score that.
Easy. He could take a touch.
He won a ball, by the way, by Bannon.
Yeah.
I know we're talking about Windass, but ridiculous. Fantastic ball, like, to get between the defenders. And when he does everything right, he's in between the defenders, he's in acres of space, he's in the middle of the goal. And he just, I've no idea what happens. He just
opens his foot up too much, doesn't he? And just spoons it wide. And
you think it were in when you're in?
Yeah, well, once you saw him hit it and you saw Ruddy not save it, you were just waiting for it just to go in, because you can't miss from there. But I don't know. It's a funny game, football. Do you know, like how it has, like, it's, sometimes it feels as if people high up
are controlling it.
You know, a bloke who refused to celebrate because he was too good for the division now can't score a goal in said division.
And I thought it was one of his better games yesterday, I think it's fair to say.
To be honest, on the whole, I think Windass, when he's been fit under the new management, he's highly influential on the way that we play, and he's been good. He's been influential on the game and whatever else. But
just needs
obviously,
a goal,
I've seen
it.
Yeah, and like we said, but I don't think he's the answer either. I know at the moment he could be, because I think when he scores, he'll probably score 4 in 5. Yeah. He scores in bursts. He's not he's not a consistent goal scorer. But when he gets them in bunches, doesn't he? You know, I've been highly critical of Windass at times and whatever else, and obviously I can't really comment on his full performance yesterday because I didn't see it. But the bits I've seen, he's missed, and
he's kicking himself, because I've said that he's had 26 shots and then he hits post, doesn't he?
Yeah.
With that free kick, and he's probably thinking, you know, all right, we've scored.
Yeah,
it,
that's, you know,
two or three inches to one side, and it probably goes in back in net, doesn't it?
How many times is it going to happen, though? Like, week before, Musaba against Millwall. That's just a chance where you can't miss. But like I said, someone somewhere, we've got our card marked, haven't we? Yeah. Like, now, not having that you literally can't miss that. 10 out of 10 times that's scored by every time someone does it to us.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the chance where that lad puts a brilliant tackle in on him, had he scored the first chance, he's probably hitting that before the guy's even got a chance to put a tackle in.
Does the fact that he's thrown a dive when, by the sounds of it, I've not seen the clip or the situation, but by the sounds of it, he could have stayed on his feet and had a shot. Doesn't that tell you all you need to know about his confidence?
He'd rather go down than have a shot, yeah.
Confidence is so low, isn't it?
But that is the massive thing, and that's why, you know, I've got a few pelters saying I think this squad's good enough. And I do genuinely think, look, good enough, you could take it two different ways. they're not good enough to be top six. You know, they're not good enough to be challenging the likes of Ipswich and Leicester and players like that. And we'll see that on Wednesday. Like, they're not good enough. But the question is, are they good enough to be to stay in the division? And I think they are. I think, but the fact of the matter is that you've got, you know, we played a certain style last season and we got all them points that we did. Then they've had to play a totally different style of play, which didn't work whatsoever. And then now they're asked to play another style of play 10 games into the season, which they're only still getting to grips with, and they can't do that either. So, like, you know, I don't think... Yeah, I don't think the squad is great. I think the players that have come in aren't any better than what we had before, really. You know, all right, Deshaun Bernard, Masaba, Gassama, they've got a bit of promise. They're slightly different to what we had before. But in reality, it's still the same squad. All right, a year older. We can talk about the fitness, but like you said, like, it's not, they've not just suddenly become 10 years old. They're not in over 35.
They're professional football players.
Yeah, exactly. They keep themselves fit.
Their job, you know, you'd probably argue, I mean, I know you, in terms of game time and whatever else might drop because of whatever, but arguably this should be the fittest they should be at 30 because they've done it for fucking that many years.
Yeah, it's not a shock to them, is it?
In terms of fitness, in terms of stamina and whatever else. So I mean, your body might fucking fall apart or whatever, but that's a different matter. You know what I'm saying?
You always get like the rogue example stuff, but James Milner's one of the oldest players in Prem and he was one of the fittest at Liverpool. Just up and down constantly.
Test fucking every year, didn't
yeah,
it?
You know, it can be
a
done.
Record, wasn't it?
Yeah. But you look at, I think the reason you're probably getting a few pelters on that tweet is the good squad enough? Is the squad good enough? At the start of a season, you would say yes. Is this squad good enough to get out of the mess we're in now? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, the obvious answer is no, isn't it? We've got 6 points.
But like at the start of the season, you'd have said yes.
The squad is good enough if Darren Moore would have stayed and he'd have had the momentum and that, you know.
That continuation.
Yeah.
Well, literally. That was in November before Plymouth, anyone realised what was
Plymouth
going on.
Plymouth had a good start. They're struggling a bit now. Or a bit indifferent. Do you know what I mean?
Might be a bit sussed out, yeah.
But they had the momentum at the start and they've got into that position where...
They bought themselves a little bit of a buffer, it's just
that squad we knew, and we'll probably come on to that. I think we're going to talk about this a bit in extra time as well, aren't we? But if we'd have not killed that momentum, I think we wouldn't have lost as many games as we have now. We'd have a lot more points than what we have now.
We had a good core and we had momentum, like you said, and all it would have took were a bit of sensible recruitment and stability, but we've got to say,
and would our recruitment have been better with the old manager in place? Yes, 100%.
Yeah. Bambo Diaby then. I mean, I thought he was all right.
Fuck off.
Let me finish. I thought he was all right.
Watching old Preston videos. What's happening here? Come on.
No. I thought he was all right in places. You've already mentioned it. He made some good tackles and stuff like that. But then again...
Fuck
off. James, I feel bad for that now.
I've never seen anyone look so shocked.
Like when someone starts on you in pub and you've done no wrong.
Me?
Can you tell who's put 50 pence in? But no, I thought in parts he were good and then he just kind of just did something absolutely stupid again. And I kind of hark back to when we first signed him. You know, everyone were like, sign him. Oh, Mambo number five and all this. Oh, he's number five. I get really excited. And then I can remember that that Preston podcast said that, he's absolutely garbage. And I'm thinking, I can't be that bad. Surely we haven't signed someone that shit. But like, he's just...
But we have.
I just don't get him. Because we keep saying it every week, don't we? He's big. He looks big and strong. And you're thinking, I mean, you've said he is a bit of a header and a kicker, but he gets pushed off at ball far too easy. And I just don't think he's helping himself again. There's a lot of players that you can put that into the same bracket. I think really, I'd be having Ehekwa and Bernard on Wednesday. To be fair, like, because well, let's talk about it. We can talk about Ehekwa as well if you want. What did you think to him?
Well, he's just steady, isn't he? I didn't notice him. Yeah, that's what we said after the game. Under the radar, which is what I want from a centre-half at the bottom of the table. Because unless you're scoring winner, you don't want to be talking about your centre-backs, really. No. And I just thought he just did everything quite easily, you know. Never.
They were once in second half, weren't they, where he kind of miskicked it and ball like kind of went up. He came out of defence and messed up a little bit. But other than that, I thought, like I said, I didn't hear his name a great deal. I don't know if that was because he didn't touch it very much, or whether he just didn't really. It weren't spectacular, but it weren't.
Just got the job done, I feel. That's how I'd describe his game yesterday. And
I mean, I thought that Stansfield didn't really do a great... I don't know who were marking him, but he didn't really get much of a touch. I don't know whether that were Ihequa that were marking him, but I picked him out as one to watch. But he didn't really do a great deal other than their goal where he squared it across. But maybe it was Iorfa that were marking him then, because he
was miles off. Played well first half, and he just seemed to fizzle out a bit, didn't he? I thought yesterday.
Yeah, I thought Iorfa was. Iorfa this season, I would say he's probably been. It's not an hard achievement, but he's probably been one of our most steady players throughout the entire year. You know, he's not really, from what I can remember, had many what you've put in quotations as Dom moments where you go, oh my God, what's he done here? He seems to have eliminated them.
He's not kicked someone's head off. Like,
yeah, he's not wiped someone
never
out.
Forget that one. No.
But I just, you know, he's just pretty steady. And, you know, I think if he could, there was one bit, one though, in the first half, it was quite, I always say he can't play football, which some people agree with, some people disagree with, but there was one where we'd gone up right at the other end and we'd give it Masaba, and I think Windass was there and Dom had come up to join him, and like Masaba and Windass had knocked it around a little bit between him, and Dom was kind of like, just like the overlapping man, he had loads of time. And like, they didn't want to give it him, and then they did give it him, and I went, oh no, now we've got to watch Dom play football. And he kind of went left, right, drop it shoulder, lost it. And then he just, but he came sprinting back and flattened him and got the ball back. I was like, that's him to a nutshell. That's brilliant.
Yeah. What did you think to the Barry Bannon tackle?
It was shocking.
He did that because Birmingham were giving him a stick, weren't
they? Yeah.
And he was like, you know what, fuck you. And to be fair, as soon as he did it, we turned to them knobheads to writers and we were just like, you know, singing Bannon song and all that. Fucking brilliant.
I think you said it brilliantly. She runs up and she's got yellow out straight away.
Yeah.
She walked to that tackle and they're all going, everyone's going, he's got to go. And it was wild.
Yeah.
I think if she has more than 3 seconds and thinks about that, she might be thinking, I think he's going to go.
I think what helps him is he slides for so long. Do you know what I mean? He starts that tackle about 3 days before he actually hits him. Do you know what I mean?
You see him come a mile away coming, can't you?
Sliding and he just gets him. And one of them would be great. He's sliding and stand up all in one motion. But
absolutely nailed him in midair.
He were late, weren't he?
Oh, really late.
I've got time for it.
I think
it
were one of them. I bet as he did that and he made contact for it, I bet in his head he thought, I'm off here. Yeah. I'm going here.
Mm. Yeah. I thought, are we talking about ref?
Can do.
Because I know he's been bits of obs. I thought she was shite for both teams. There we go. So she's improving. She's better than last season.
I
think she just wouldn't let all go.
It was a stop-start game,
and
wasn't
like
it?
That yellow card on, for me, we've got yellow card for, oh wait, Wilkes.
It was Wilkes like, on the push. And then Gassama got one as well.
Yeah.
For, do you know what, on that Gassama one? It was an handball, and I think I don't know whether he doesn't know that it's handball or not, or he thinks they've given a throw-in or whatever, but they've given a free kick, and he's gesticulating to say, handball. And I don't know whether ref thinks he's saying yellow card.
Yeah.
And she's walked over and just booked him, and he's like,
I mean,
what? Like,
it were an odd. I mean,
I think the standard refereeing this season is dog shit.
To be honest,
it's really, really bad.
She were bad, but she weren't standout for this season. She were probably one of better ones if I, but she was still crap. You know, if we talked about referees every week,
we do.
Get
she on Costa's game anyway, Asher.
No,
not this time.
Is there anything you want to mention before we go on to Leicester on Wednesday night?
My bet.
Go on then, what were you
so bet? You want to kill off, finish off Heartbreak?
BeGambleAware.org.
Yeah. I don't normally bet, and I put a £1.50 little anchor on.
Big spender.
It were a free bet and all, I think. I can't, but anyway, I think I had about 6 teams on. And I looked on 88th minute, weren't it? Because me and you were looking at it. Like, they're all coming in. I'm on for, you know, like 50-odd quid or something. But like, you're going, what's cash out? We're about 27. I'm like, nah, we'll leave that. Well, 50 quid, that'll probably pay for my day, you know, whatever. And we got back on that little train to Moore Street. And I'm like, oh, I'll check that. Preston conceded in the 96th minute, and then went on to lose it as well.
In the 99th
minute. You went, well, at least they lost it. You'd have been fuming on a draw. But I'm like, can't have all. We cannot have,
anything.
That was like me in the last man standing, when I had, as it stood, I were going to win it. I think it were like four people.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I were going to win it on 90th minute. I think we just, the team I had just scored, I'm going to win it for like last 15 minutes or whatever. And then we start thinking, I'm going to win it. Like, I'll send him a message, send him my bank details, he can send me money over. Next minute, conceded a goal. Ah, bollocks.
And then someone else scored
and
a goal.
And then I think that meant that it was going to be a rollover.
Yeah.
Because nobody else...
Everyone will lose it.
Three people had that same team.
Yeah.
And then that for their fucking team, they were drawing and then they scored. So I went from winning it...
Went from spending money
to then, it being a rollover... to then being out, and I was like, I cannot catch my breath.
Full game. Can't speak.
No, that video cracks me up every time. Like, I love it.
You bottlers get gamble.
It's in me.
You had any bottle, he'd be walking.
Yeah. Dickhead. Best line of commentators ever, sir.
Imagine having an eye full of commentary like that.
That'd be fantastic.
Fan zone.
I'm going to say,
bring it back.
We should
remember that on Sky Sports. Yeah, fan zone.
We should do all
fucking sucked up off of that fucking jumping and everything.
We should do alternate commentary, but we just know all the hard.
No, with some of the comments me and him were coming out yesterday, we should.
Fair enough. Cancelled.
Fair enough. Bad idea.
Hey, hang on. I've made that sound like it was really bad.
You made out as it really bad then.
Not really bad. Probably harsh, but not really bad.
Just like wind up. Like I'd had enough. So like Volks went to take a throw in, and I was like, come on then, Will. Let's throw it 2 yards short of where it needs to be. Just a normal please is what we're after. Long throw, 2 yards. First man, heads it out. Brilliant.
Yeah. Right, let's talk about Leicester then on Wednesday. I've not even got over playing at weekend. Is it Blackburn, is it, at the weekend? Playing Blackburn?
What, after?
After Wednesday?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
We'll talk about that.
We'll do that, yeah.
Yeah, well, fuck him.
We'll do predictions for that later.
Leicester then, top of league, 3 points clear, 14 wins, 3 defeats, only 10 goals conceded, 31 goals scored. It doesn't sound great, does it? Enzo Maresca is their manager, former Man City assistant. No surprise that he's doing well this season. I mean, they'd lost two previous to yesterday, like two consecutive games. But then, yeah, they beat Watford 2-0, Vardy getting both goals. Have we any hope? Shall I bother going on Wednesday or what?
We'll shit them.
Honestly, I don't even know what. Do you know what? There'll be nothing more Wednesday than us winning that Wednesday night. I've got a fiver on it.
Well, you're glad it weren't 20, aren't you?
I'm going to say, well, I got conned into it. So I was making that point. And there's a daft stat, if you can be bothered to pull it up or someone's check it for me. Like Wednesday, actually, on Wednesday nights, do win a lot of their games. And that's why I was just, you know, making these comments, and Jake went, well, you've got to put some money on it, man, if you know all this. I went, I will.
He went, you're not getting off this train until you put that bet on. I want to see it.
I put a fiver on it, and it returns, we're a home team in the Championship, and a fiver returns me 25
quid. 5-1 to win at home. That is bad, that, isn't it?
It's tragic, not looking good.
Yeah. Have we any hope, Liam?
No.
Zero hope.
It's a question of how many Vardy's going to get.
This might be the first time we do score predictions where we're all going to.
And we'll talk about this? He won't celebrate. Well, he might celebrate.
I think, but he's going to fucking 2-foot that corner.
Nah, he won't. I don't think he'll get it bigger. I think he'll celebrate normally, but I don't think he'll.
He's not going to wind anyone up.
To be honest, it's probably not to sound daft. Has he ever scored at Hillsborough? Don't think he has he?
I doubt.
It's going to be his last.
Has he ever played?
Yeah, he's played for Leicester before here. But it's going to be his last chance to score at Hillsborough. Is he going to? Yeah. He's going to celebrate. He's not going to get big into us, obviously.
Yeah, not like he does when he scores against Blades.
But, you know, I won't be surprised if he scores in front of Cop and runs over and celebrates in front of his own fans or something. Because he could still want to, you know.
Do you think he'll get a good reception, won't he, though? So.
Do you think that's weird, though?
What?
That he's going to get, because he's never played for us, has he? Like,
well, no,
I know he's a Wednesday fan, but like,
yeah, it's for me, it's, you know, it's a Wednesday art.
I remember when they come here, I think it might have been that promotion season, and it was before he were the Vardy he's become, but there were a load of Stocksbridge fans on South Stand with like a flag up for him. I think they were mostly Wednesday fans, but they were. I don't think he'll get any different reception, if I'm honest, than anyone else. But he's nailed on, isn't it? If I were you, I'd have put my house on it.
Yeah,
Selling that for club mate. So
how we're gonna look if whether he had scored against us or not, but maybe he hadn't. But anyway, should we do predictions then?
4-0 Vardy.
Yep.
I will go
5-0.
5-1. I reckon we'll score 5-1. And I'll have Iheanacho.
I'm going to have him as well.
Yeah, because Vardy's been coming off the bench, to be fair. So if he doesn't start, I can swap it anyway. So
I'm going to have...
I met the rules.
I'll go different then. I'll have 3-0 defeat. And I'll go for Dewsbury Hall to score.
Stupid name, that, isn't it? Sounds like somewhere you visit for a Christmas fair.
Sorry to any Dewsbury Halls that listen to the podcast. Sorry if we've offended you. Well, Lewis,
could not pay me. 15 quid for a mulled wine. I mean,
hey, Dewsbury Hall.
Hey, Dewsbury Hall. They might have got a Christmas market. Have you been, Jack?
No, not that one. Not take that one off yet.
Ticked all the horns off though.
I'm gonna. Do you know what? Like I say, it would be most Wednesday thing to win, but I can't. Will good intention, will I can't say, but I'll say 2-1 Vardy.
2-1 defeat.
Yeah, defeat. Yeah, I'm not fucking mad.
Well, I don't know.
I've got a lead to maintain.
I would tend to take a 7, but I thought I can't really be that negative, can I? Yeah.
Do you know what though? I feel like it could be like the Sunderland game where it'll be like we could be 2-0 down really, really quick.
And they just take the fourth and that's it.
Not bother. Do you know what I mean?
I thought that they might take it, just think, let's not get any injuries or all.
Yeah,
that.
I mean, just,
it's one of them, isn't it? No, because we're acting like we're playing bloody Real Madrid.
Well, it effectively is, isn't it, really?
Well, this is that thing, but...
It feels like an FA Cup game.
Yeah.
It feels like we could just skip on. You know if you're on Football Manager or FIFA, you just simulate this game, don't you? Do you know what I mean? Just move on to the next one. You're not going to win. Like, what's the point?
Why
don't
we just forfeit it? 3-0 loss. We don't get any injuries. We move on.
Do you know what
you never know. Never know what could happen.
Football is a daft, funny game. I genuinely wouldn't be surprised if we do, like you said, all losing to these idiot teams down at bottom of the league. If we go and beat them.
Do you remember we played Leicester that year and I think Wickham scored two.
Twice, 2-1. That's the year they went up, weren't it?
Yeah, and they were hammering everyone and we were crap. And then we somehow beat them out there.
I'll be honest, if we did beat them, I'd almost be annoyed. We're like, you're telling me we've gone and lost 4-0 at home to Millwall. 2-1 to them.
And then we'll play Blackburn on Saturday and get hammered.
The last time we played him, it were 0-0. That were in 2020. Then that were at their place. They beat us 2-1 at theirs. Mahrez and Knockout, Antonio scored. Then, yeah, we beat them 2-1. Connor Wickham with both goals. Yeah. Knockout scored early for them. Paul Konchesky with the assist.
What was it? What did we play him in that 2020 season? Was that an FA Cup game or something?
It must have been. No, we were friendly, actually.
Oh, right. I'm thinking how we managed to play them.
Then, well, it's 2012. They beat us 2-0 at Hillsborough. Guess who scored for them in second half? Ben Marshall.
Ah. Oh.
Ben 10.
The boy.
Ben 10 in 2012.
Medical, isn't it?
What a man.
Danny Drinkwater as well. Then 2009, 3-0 battering. And I should have been on Sofa Score because Flash Score don't give me any goal scorers further back. So not sponsored. Probably never will be. Anyway, right, let's wrap things up. Let's do extra time. Let's talk about whether. Like I said, Danny Rill has been a little bit naive. Talk about Lee Gregory as well, whether he's finished.
I was just going to say, Lewis is taking the lead on the predictions. Two point lead.
He's a pessimistic
How
Lewis.
How many points is that total?
Your game, Jack, because I'm nowhere near it. I'm miles off it. So
he's in this game, isn't it? If you think about it.
pessimistic Lewis just running away with it this season.
I'm still on 8, which has been the same for about... 3 weeks or something.
Well, I think it's safe to say that
This you're on 10. You're on 10, James.
Fucking hell, get him.
Jack's on 19 and Lewis is on 21.
Jesus Christ.
Running away with
fucking
it.
Fucking Mystic Meg over there, isn't it? predicting everything right.
Loss. How's he got all them points? I can't believe it. A team bottom of the league. How's he predicting this?
If you had that crystal ball all along, why the fuck did we have my season tickets?
Yeah, someone will bother with Wembley. We'll save you money, lads.
It's all downhill for me.
Part two, you know, shite.
He just wanted to win the prediction league on podcast. That's all he got it for.
Tell you what, I hope I finish bottom by end of season, but not going that way at minute, is it? 6 out of 51, is it?
6 points out of 51 for Wednesday this year.
What a record. Right, let's wrap things up. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening. Do really appreciate it. Yeah, join us on Extra Time, patreon.com/WTIDpod. I've got the free trial on there, so there's no excuses to join us. And yeah, we'll see you, if you join us on Thursday, won't it, for the debate show, because obviously we're playing on Wednesday night, so we can talk about all the Leicester goals that they score against us on Thursday. So yeah, do join us on Twitter or X. WTID pod. Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Cheers.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. Beyond the pitch, beyond the results, we're here to connect fans, getting them to embrace the highs and lows of supporting your club, because we're not just fans, we're a team. With 2 in 3 football fans having struggled with their mental health, we understand that life off the pitch can present its own challenges. That's why we're committed to ensuring you have the tools to stay connected with your friends and fellow supporters. Take a moment to connect with your mates. A simple text or an open conversation can make a world of difference. And if they don't respond right away, don't hesitate to follow up. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.